Hey, welcome to the second edition of Ecology Apparel's podcast. My name is Paul Miller. I'm here with Patrick Sturm, founders of the company. And Patrick, our first one's off. We've had some people like it even. What do you think so far?
So far, so good, man. It's been a blast. It's awesome to see the response we've had, even in the short time that it's been live. It's really cool to see the response and the interest generated. And it just makes me look forward to kind of where we can go with the podcasting thing in the future.
Yeah, I'm pumped to say that I've already had three people hit me up on LinkedIn today saying, "What is that, that you're doing? Tell me a little bit more," mm-hmm. which I'm happy to tell them. And I think every good story, you know, the part you know about as far as, you know, what it is, always is preceded by something that's also very interesting. And so I think that today I'd like to spend a little bit of time, if we could, and you could indulge our listeners in Movement Threads. So Movement Threads is Patrick's apparel company on a B2C platform. And Patrick, if you could kind of share, like, you know, what got you into it? What made you go after it? And then maybe talk about some of the early learnings that you had when you decided to make your own apparel.
Yeah, definitely. So what kind of to bring it to the beginning, what started as me wanting to offer apparel to a certain group turned into me learning all about the apparel industry and kind of what different fabrics can do for different purposes. And, you know, the question, does it have to be a synthetic fiber? And can it be more eco-friendly? And the answer is it doesn't always have to be a synthetic fiber, and it definitely can be a more eco-friendly garment that you're wearing. And so there's been a lot of trial and tribulation, if you go all the way back to the start, from trying to break into a very saturated world that is apparel, a very political world that is apparel, developing your own fabrics, researching fabrics. But I can say that it's been part of the whole learning experience, and it's helped get to where we are today in doing what we're doing with Ecology Apparel. And the one thing I will add is it's always very rewarding when you're able to do something for yourself. And so in the small bits of success that I've had with Movement Threads along the way, it keeps me coming back for more, and it keeps me hungry. And that's the kind of the thrill of the entrepreneurial lifestyle.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when you made your first shirt, why don't you just give me some nuts and bolts here? You know, did you make it in Wisconsin?
No, definitely not. We started international. We started with a single material and kind of a single fiber and kind of grew out from there. And in my kind of journey from the very start to where we are now, it's been primarily trying to research natural materials and fibers and seeing the benefit of using those on the skin and the body. And so where we've kind of settled is bamboo. And it's been awesome, to say the least. It's super soft, anti-odor, antibacterial, antimicrobial, however you want to put it. If you sweat in it, it's not going to smell. It's eco-friendly, way more eco-friendly than some of the other material options out there. And when I use that term, I'm thinking eco-friendly in terms of a little bit on the manufacturing side and a lot of it on the earth side of things because of how plentiful it is and how easy it grows.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so the bamboo takes its origin. So part of Ecology Apparel that you and I talk about is mm-hmm. we are here to educate people. Like, we're definitely here to make clothes as well, but mm-hmm. we're here to educate people prior to making clothes so that they understand that it matters what you put on your body. So you bring up sustainability or eco-friendly, which of course is just a nice buzzword that everybody uses on a lot
right.
of. So tell me about how it's eco-friendly, if you could please.
Yeah. So let's start at the root. Let's start at the raw material. Instead of using, a plastic that is manufactured and is going to have a byproduct release then into the world, like some of the synthetics that are out there. You know, the bamboo is a plant that's grown, and when they harvest it, because of the rate at which it grows, it's a very renewable resource. So just at the very rawest material, it's much more of a sustainable product than some of the man-made stuff that's out there. Not to say that you can't do eco-friendly things with the man-made stuff. There's so many different layers, but when you're starting at the very, you know, base of the chain here, that's kind of where I view the eco-friendly starting is at its rawest form. And then it's antimicrobial. So fast forward now to where the user is now wearing the bamboo. Antimicrobial means it doesn't smell as much. It means less washes. It means you're using less water. And I kind of skipped over this, but to backtrack a little bit, it takes a lot less water to grow than, say, a cotton shirt or something like that. So there's so much stuff to educate the general public about. And that has become a huge part of it, is because it's, you know, the eco-friendly, the sustainable, the bamboo, those are all buzzwords. But if you can actually understand what your clothing is doing for you, I think it means a lot more to the buyer.
Yeah, so you hit on an interesting point, like the eco-sensitive nature of being able to wear it multiple times because it's antimicrobial, antibacterial. When I try to talk to people about this, I equate it to Norwax, the towels, that kitchen towels that people use, which they wet down with water and then they wipe their counters off with. And until people understand it, it's so counterculture. Like, how is water going to clean my counter, right? Mm-hmm. We're so engaged in chemistry and 409s and other over-the-counter products to help with that kind of cleansing methodology. How would water just do that? And the answer is in that particular towel, that there's silver embedded in it, which is a natural antibacterial, mm-hmm. right? So when you talk about bamboo, you're talking about bamboo at its core is antibacterial, mm-hmm. right? So now that we have that as context, how many times are you talking about wearing a bamboo shirt before you put it back in the wash to launder?
You can put it through quite a bit. For instance, right now, I have an Ecology Apparel bamboo shoddy on, and I've had it for maybe a full solid week of training in it, a couple days wearing it around my apartment. We're talking on skin contact, and I haven't had to wash it yet. Now, I always put the disclaimer on. I always advocate for people to wash their clothes. But I think one of the best examples I have is I know a guy who wore a bamboo shirt, a movement thread shirt, under his racing leathers down in Daytona, Florida, when he was doing some amateur motorcycle racing, and he wore it for 3 days straight. And man, does it get hot under that leather when you're just baking in the sun. And yeah. He was amazed after the third day. He's like, I cannot believe that this doesn't smell. And that really is the beauty. You eliminate smell, you eliminate bacterial growth, and it's a lot kinder on the skin in terms of rubbing, chafing than other pieces of clothing that are popularized these days. So it's just, I mean, people don't know. That's the biggest thing. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to let people know. I'm trying to bring this to them so that they can enjoy it as much as I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you say it's easy on the skin, you know, our skin comprises our biggest organ in our body. It's like a billion little mouths that are constantly mm-hmm. opening and closing and chewing whatever it is that you're putting in touch with it. And you put something that's naturally clean on your body, it feels awesome. So I do have an Ecology Apparel shirt on. And, this was what I think originally got it going, was that our company going, right? Is it yep. business to business company? Yep. Is that somebody got one of your shirts or got one of my shirts from On Pace Apparel and said, this is awesome. How can I get this, not just for one, but how can I get, you know, enough for my people. Mm-hmm. And then you start to break that down into the ecological benefits, the sustainable benefits of what we make, and the fact that it's a way for somebody to physically showcase their commitment to, if this is one of their core values, sustainability, and then has a brand sense nature to the company, that this is just something that they're going to be able to use that's going to be a good reinforcement to their core values.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah, so this was great, Patrick, and I think we could cut it for today. I think today talking about you starting abroad, we didn't really pull it local, but I think that that maybe can be for the next podcast, talk about how and why in the journey you moved from overseas to a local production, and then what the benefits of that has been. But we'll save that for the next one. And thanks for all you listeners out there. We appreciate it. Keep giving us some thumbs up, and we'll keep them going.
Paul, always a pleasure. Thank you.